Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam, has stated that, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person amongst you who will attain salvation from its terror and accountability will be the one who would have recited durood upon me abundantly in the world. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, marhaba and welcome to this beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss the beautiful teachings of Islam and its various aspects. And alhamdulillah, as we discussed in the previous episode, the characteristics of a successful businessman, inshallah, in this episode today, we will discuss the topic on hand, treat relatives with care, meaning the huququl ibad, that Islam teaches us how to treat our relatives and loved ones, inshallah. It is stated on page 160 of the renowned book, Call to Righteousness, written by none other than Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Allama, Mawlana, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radwi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would provide for his maternal cousin Sayyidina Mistah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a poor companion and had taken part in the migration as well as in the battle of Badr. Sayyidina Mistah radiyallahu an caused great pain to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an by favoring those who had laid a false blame on his beloved daughter Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Disappointed, he radiyallahu an took an oath not to provide him with any longer. Upon this, the verse number 22 of Surah An-Nur was revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and sway not those among you who are possessors of excellence and of worldly means to give to the kinsmen and to the needy and to the immigrants in the way of Allah, and they should forgive and overlook. Do you not like that Allah may forgive you, and Allah is forgiving, merciful? After the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an said, I wish that Allah azza wa jal forgave me, and I would never discontinue providing for Mistah. Therefore, he radiyallahu an resumed his financial assistance to him. Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you notice that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh took an oath to break ties with his maternal cousin Sayyidina Mistah bin Usasa radiallahu anh? But when this blessed verse was revealed, then for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, he radiallahu anh forgave Sayyidina Mistah bin Usasa radiallahu an. Just ponder, if such a thing happened to us, we would stop talking, meeting, or even stop greeting such a person. We even break ties with our relatives on trivials and petty issues and matters and do not treat them well. We even stop talking to them. We should all ponder, with which relatives do we have differences? If we have quarreled with any relative, we should immediately make efforts for reconciliation, provided there is no Shari prohibition. Even if you have to humiliate yourself, do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will reach heights of respect, inshallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "One who shows humility for Allah is granted loftiness by Allah Azza wa Jal." Let us get into the habit of being polite and have kind relationships with our relatives and try our best to avoid severing ties with them, because other sins affect only sinners. But due to the evil effect of breaking ties with relatives, the whole group of people get deprived of Allah's mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to have kind relationships with relatives, orphans, and those who are helpless. It is stated in verse 38 of Surah Ar-Rum, where Allah Almighty has stated, "And that which you give upon usury, in order that it may increase the creditor's property, will not increase before Allah. And the charity you give seeking the pleasure of Allah, only that will increase manifold." Allahu Akbar. Regarding this blessed verse, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has said that this blessed verse is commanding us to fulfill the rights of all relatives. It has become obvious that every relative has a right. It includes all the relatives. It has also been learned from this verse that one should not treat relatives and give sadaqah just to show off, meaning ostentation, and as a part of custom, but do so for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and only then he will deserve to have rewards. But at another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated that, "Fear Allah, in whose name you claim your rights from one another, and be mindful of your blood relations. Indeed, Allah is always seeing you." Regarding this blessed verse, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has said that the way salah, fasting, Hajj, etc. are necessary for Muslims, similarly it is also extremely necessary to fulfill the rights of relatives. He, rahimahullah, further says that it is very effective for the world and the hereafter to treat the dear and near ones well. This is better for our life, death, and the hereafter. And it is mentioned in Tafsir Naimi. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to be polite to our relatives. This can be understood like this, that if the government forbids someone from doing something and also announces punishment for the person who commits this crime, then no sensible person will deliberately do it. Rather, he will try to avoid it. Just ponder for a while. We become disturbed by a certain crime because a worldly ruler has forbidden us, but perform deeds against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Ahkamul Hakimeen, the greatest of rulers, the Lord and Master of our prophets, and He has the power over our life and death. So what foolishness is this? The act of maintaining a kind relationship with relatives has been emphasized so much that if someone takes an oath that he will not treat his relatives well, then in this case, he is commanded to still have a kind relationship with the relatives, and he also has to pay a compensation for taking this oath. Sayyidina Abu al-Ahwas Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has narrated from his father that I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you say about this? When I go to my paternal cousin to ask for something, he does not give anything to me. No, does he treat me politely, but when he needs anything, he comes to me and asks me for it. I have taken an oath not to give him anything, nor to treat him kindly. The Holy Prophet ﷺ ordered me to do what was better and pay a compensation for my oath. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, keep this in mind that if a person has sworn an oath to harm someone, it is a sin to fulfill such an oath. However, he will still have to pay an atonement for breaking his oath. The beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam, has beautifully stated that if a person swore an oath to harm his family members, therefore, by Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal, this is a bigger sin according to Allah Azza wa Jal to harm that person and fulfill his oath than to pay a compensation imposed on him by Allah Azza wa Jal for breaking the oath. Commenting on this blessed hadith, the renowned commentator of Quran and Hadith, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that if a person has sworn an oath to violate the right of his family members, for example, he has sworn an oath not to serve his mother or not to talk to his parents, it is a sin for him to fulfill this type of an oath. It is wajib and compulsory for him to break such an oath and to fulfill the rights of his family members. Remember, here it does not mean that the act of not fulfilling this oath is also a sin, but fulfilling is a greater sin. The correct ruling is that to fulfill this oath is a severely major sin, and not to fulfill it is an act of reward, as it is the blasphemy of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal to break the oath. It is for this reason that atonement is wajib. Not to break this oath is a more severe sin. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is stated in Bahar-e Sharia that Sila Rahmi implies establishing relations, meaning doing any favor to your relatives and treating them with kindness. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullahu ta'ala has said that the entire ummah agree with the fact that treating one's relatives with kindness is wajib and breaking of relations is a grave sin. Muslims have been unconditionally commanded in the blessed ahadith to treat relatives with kindness. The words Dhawil Qurba, meaning relatives, were unconditionally stated in the Holy Quran. However, as there are different levels in relationships, there are also different levels of treating relatives with kindness depending upon how close a relative is. Parents hold the greatest status in this matter. After them is the status of Dhi Rahm, meaning those relatives with whom marriage is haram forever. Dhi Rahm, Mahram. Due to Nasabi, meaning genealogical relationship with them, thereafter is the status of other relatives, depending upon how close relationship they have with you. One can treat his relatives with kindness in different ways. For example, giving them gifts, etc., providing them with help if they need it, and making salam to them, visiting them frequently, talking to them and treating them gracefully and in a kind manner. If a person is in a foreign country, he should send letters or use other means of communication with good intentions to his relatives and to continue to remain in touch with them so that the relationship is not broken off. If possible, he should return to his country so that the ties with his relatives can be strengthened. This also will develop harmony among his relatives. Currently, as there is very little communication through sending letters in our time, then it helps to communicate via the phone or via internet. There are platforms such as, you know, voice over IP and calls. You don't even need to call them like normal call. It is available very generously everywhere throughout the world. The means of communication are open. All it takes for us to take the first step of friendship and keeping that family tie with our family members and make time for them, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep our families intact and with love and harmony. And like how we are living with love and harmony, inshallah, may we be resurrected in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing this face to our Creator that we as family and as Muslims lived in harmony. So we don't owe huququl ibad to one another, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, besides being courteous to relatives, always maintain a good relationship with them, helping them, being with them in their joy and sorrows, invite them to ceremonies and festivals, attend their celebrations, and many other good acts like these are included in maintaining a good relationship with relatives. The kind treatment of relatives does not only mean treating those relatives kindly who have treated you kindly. This is actually an exchange of treatment. For example, sending a gift to the relative who has sent you a gift, or going to the house of one who comes to yours. In actuality, it is kind treatment, meaning the kind treatment will be when establishing ties with the one who cuts off ties with you and caring about the relatives who ignores you and stays away from you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from both the blessed ahadith that we have just heard, we have learnt that the correct understanding of sila rahmi and keeping family ties is that if a relative deprives us of anything, even then we should give it to him. If he oppresses us, even then we should forgive him. We should visit the relatives who feel a dislike towards us, or those who have broken their ties with us for years, who have stopped talking to us altogether due to trivial and petty issues and matters. We should try and make them understand and ask for their forgiveness. It is a fact that all these deeds will be very difficult for our nafs, and Satan will never allow us to reconcile with one another. It will put different types of evil thoughts into our minds. For example, why should we go to the person who does not like to enter our house? Or let's say, why we should invite the person who has turned down our invitation? Why should we go to the person who does not want to attend our ceremonies, etc. Many such evil thoughts will enter the mind. But remember, this is the time of test. Now it is up to us whether we destroy our hereafter by obeying our nafs or by forcing our nafs, we act upon the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam by making preparations for our hereafter. Therefore, muster courage, oppress shaitan, and with the intention of attaining rewards for maintaining kind relationships with relatives, make your firm intention to reconcile with the relatives who are displeased with you. While mentioning the blessed hadith of the beloved and blessed Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said that any person who breaks relations must leave our gathering. Listening to this, a young man stood up and went to his paternal aunt. For many years he had an argument with her. After the aunt and the nephew got reconciled, the aunt asked her nephew to go and ask the reason for this. What was the wisdom behind the announcement made by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Therefore, the young man came and asked its reason. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala replied that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this, that the nation which has any person who severs relations in it is not blessed with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, let us try to act upon these madani pearls derived from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what a great means of destruction it is for us if we sever family ties and cut off our family ties. May Allah safeguard us from this evil, and may we return to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reconcile with the relatives that we have our differences with. Let's listen to three magnificent sayings of our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our persuasion about the excellence of maintaining ties with relatives. In the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that one who wants his sustenance to be increased and death to be delayed should maintain kind relations with relatives. In the second hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that to maintain kind relations leads to love among family members, blessings in wealth, length in age. And then the third hadith, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal preserves the world by virtue of one group of people and increases the wealth by their virtue, and has never seen them with dislike since He created them. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, how is this possible? It was said, by virtue of re-establishing their ties with their own relatives. Subhanallah, such a great virtue it is. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that there are 10 virtues of having kind relationships with our relatives. Number one, that it brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second is that it pleases people. The third is that it delights the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. The fourth is that it earns you praises from the Muslims. And the fifth is that it upsets Satan. Number six is that it increases our age. And number seven, it brings blessing in sustenance. And number eight is that it pleases the deceased forefathers, meaning the Muslim fathers and grandfathers, our forefathers, it pleases them. And number 9, that it promotes harmony. And number 10, that it increases reward after demise, because people make dua-i khair, meaning dua for goodness, for such a person. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, undoubtedly treating relatives well will bring about respect and nobility, salvation in the hereafter, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, blessings in sustenance, life, and much more. Whereas breaking off relations brings about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the destruction of the hereafter, besides many other worldly disadvantages, a lack of having good opinions and an abundance of bad opinions usually leads to breaking of relations. Alas, it is very common to raise a bad opinion about each other based on mere doubts and suspicions in our society. For example, if we invite a relative to a ceremony but he does not attend it, then he is criticized a lot, and plenty of backbiting is also committed against him, that develops a mindset that he has boycotted our ceremony, therefore we too will not attend his ceremonies. This widens the gap, the two families, which become so intense with the passing of time that both the families do not meet each other for a long time. Even if someone has not attended our ceremonies, we can still have positive thinking about him in many ways. For instance, he may have fallen ill or forgotten or got some important piece of work, or he was faced with some urgent problem that he may not be able to explain to us. Anyway, whether he informs us of the cause of his absence or not, we should have positive thinking, reaping rewards and paving our way to paradise. This should be our attitude, that we do not invite bad thoughts to make home in our hearts and mind, but we rather beautify it with good thoughts, inshallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, husnu dhanni min husni al-ibadah, meaning having good opinion about others is from good worship, subhanallah. While elaborating on the above mentioned blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the renowned commentator of the glorious Quran and hadith, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has stated that this means that to hold a good opinion about other Muslims and to avoid ill suspicion against them is amongst the most virtuous acts of worship. Subhanallah. Even if our relatives have not deliberately met us because of laziness or any other reason, or has not invited us, or they have openly ill-treated us, we should still maintain ties with them, showing tolerance. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the owner of Jannah, the intercessor of the Ummah, has stated, one who wants a palace to be built for him in paradise and his ranks to be raised should forgive the one who oppresses him, give something suitable to one who deprives him, and keep relations with one who breaks off relations with him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, at times minor mistakes committed by them become a cause of severing ties with relatives if any of our relatives say something mistakenly or does something that hurts our feelings, then we fall prey to the tricks of the nafs and Satan and stop talking to them, dealing with them, and sever ties with them. We intend to destroy and boycott them forever. Now, if that person pleads with us or repeatedly asks for forgiveness, we are not ready to forgive. Furthermore, if someone wants to advise us, we silence him. The beloved and blessed Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us to have hatred and jealousy for one another, to break relations, and to reject the apology of those who apologize to us. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated in a hadith that whoever seeks forgiveness from his Muslim brother, and that brother without any valid Shari reason does not accept the apology, he, meaning the one who rejects, will not be blessed to go to the Hawdi Kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that inshallah he makes us follow into the footsteps of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and guide us through this path inshallah, and enable us and give us tawfiq to treat our relatives and loved ones with kindness and care inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, he treats us with kindness and care, and may we not incur the wrath of Allah azza wa jal by being disobedient to him and by severing family ties. And inshallah we should take this mission that from now onwards, even if we have upsetted any of our family members, we should go apologize to them. It's not too late. And if we haven't spoken to somebody for some malice that we have in our heart against them, it is time to remove it through the barakah and the light of Islamic teachings. And inshallah, through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we reunite the family ties inshallah. And with this mission in mind, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.